Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court could overturn Roe today. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News weighs in on the mob gathering in Washington, D.C. this hour.
Well, I think that we have a rule of law in this country, and you don't get to just have a mob descend on a Supreme Court justice's house or try to impede the operations of government because there may be a decision you don't like. That would be considered an insurrection.
A bipartisan group of U.S. senators said on Sunday they had reached an agreement on a framework for gun safety legislation. The proposal would provide resources to states and Native American tribes to create and administer red flag measures, allowing the government to keep more weapons out of the hands of dangerous people. It would also allow those under 21 to buy guns, but with more scrutiny. Someone that buys a gun for someone else would also have penalties, and all 12 measures are being worked on. USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
General John Allen has stepped down as president of the Brookings Institute after he was accused of lying and obstructing an FBI probe connected to an illegal lobbying campaign for the country of Qatar. The retired four-star Marine, who became Brookings president in 2017, said in his resignation letter that he leaves the research institute with a heavy heart. Heat advisories and excessive heat warnings were in effect for more than 75 million people in the southern and central United States over the weekend. By the middle of this week, the heat will push into the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes region. Red flag warnings are in effect, indicating an increased risk of fire that were issued for parts of Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah. California has a roughly 1,000-acre fire burning out of control this hour. It's about 30 miles northeast of downtown Los Angeles. Mandatory evacuations are in place. USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
After President Biden thinking sanctions would keep Russia from invading Ukraine, the oil business in Russia is doing pretty well. India and other Asian nations are becoming an increasingly vital source of oil revenues for Moscow. India, a country of 1.4 billion people, has consumed nearly 60 million barrels of Russian oil in 2022 so far. That's compared with 12 million barrels in all of 2021. After House Speaker Nancy Pelosi discharged Republicans on the January 6th committee, one man released by Pelosi, Representative Rodney Davis from Illinois, says the panel missed the mark and should have included the lack of security around Capitol Hill that fateful day.
I would zero in on the same issue that I've been talking about before January 6th. It's the lack of consistent security posture in and around Capitol Hill. And the brave men and women of the Capitol Police, they're my heroes. I was on the baseball field 5 years ago when a crazed liberal gunman came and screamed health care at us while he tried to change the balance of power in the House by killing Republican members of Congress. I know what brave officers do when there's danger and they're well trained. David Bailey, Crystal Griner did that. But we can't continue to have the leadership of the security apparatus be politicized on Capitol Hill and put our brave men and women in danger that are in that uniform every day protecting us.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. John Tamney is back with us, the director of Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks. We're going to talk about his brand new book, When Politicians Panicked, The New Coronavirus, Expert Opinion, and a Tragic Lapse of Reason. John, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill, thanks for having me.
Well, I tell you, I love your book for many reasons, and I'd say paramount is the focus on liberty. We often say on this show is that the highest calling that we've been given as those who are made in God's image, if I might say this, John, is that God gives us freedom. It's not the Constitution. It's not a reigning president or a Congress. Liberty, freedom comes from God himself, and we know this to be true because we know that if it was up to man, then what man gives, man will take away, right?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. We were born, and the founders were clear about this, that there's certain rights that are just natural, and we were born free. And my view is more that in being lucky enough to be American, we owe it to ourselves to cherish what is first and foremost of utmost importance, liberty. This is such a rare gift.
Yes.
So much of the world throughout global history has spent time in shackles in varying ways. We are a country, the first country in the history of mankind, founded on skepticism about politicians, skepticism about human nature, which is, has a tendency to try to control others. And we said, no, we're going to limit that. And so when people started making statistical arguments about why our freedom shouldn't have been taken away, I would say, stop right there.
Right.
Never take away someone's freedom. Never give away your freedom. It's the greatest thing. It makes you the envy of the world.
Mm-hmm. And you bring a good point here, and I want people to catch this, because I think you're exactly right, John. This is the era that people enter into, and that is they want to start talking statistics, and people's eyes glaze over. It loses its force. You can't reason, and I say this on both sides, you cannot reason with unreasonable people. But I think when you talk about freedom and you talk about liberty, what does that mean to you? It takes it out of that measurement. It takes it into what the founding fathers understood was an idea, an ideal, an aspirational goal. And when you talk about it in that context, statistics go by the wayside, right? Because what matters most is, are you freer today than you were yesterday?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's so easy to make the arguments that we've seen a lot of. Well, you know, the CDC said that over 90% of those who died with the virus had several comorbidities. There's the other one about how, well, if you're not in a nursing home and if you're reasonably young and healthy, your odds of dying are microscopic. Okay, it's intriguing, and it's a way to win an argument. But it's a way to lose the long-term battle, because it implies that if something threatens us enough, that politicians have the right to take away our freedom. And what the point I keep making is, the more threatening a virus is, if the virus had in fact been a major killer of babies or people in their 20s, that would have even been a stronger argument to not take away freedom. Again, who needs to be forced to avoid behavior?
Right, exactly.
Because you'd avoid death. The more threatening something is, the less there's a need for political force. And so liberty is its own virtue. Stop at liberty and don't get into statistics. It's a losing argument.
Exactly. Well, the title of the book, When Politicians Panicked, what happens when you panic, you get out of your lane of effectiveness, your defined line of where you operate most effectively. It's like you let go of reason, and you're like a hot air balloon that's been suddenly untethered, and you're pal-mal all over the place. And to me, when you look back at the last 2.5 years under COVID, that's what we were. We were just this hot air balloon flying left and right. We didn't know who to believe and what to believe, John.
Oh, absolutely. And you put it well, that it takes you out of your lane of effectiveness. But there's something more to it, which I think is what you're saying. When we panic, we suffocate the market. Let's never forget that the people are the marketplace. And what did we do in 2020? We said the marketplace doesn't matter. We gave power to very few politicians. Even if these politicians were geniuses, they would still not know more than the people. The people know exponentially. Their combined knowledge is staggering, which speaks to why do markets work?
Exactly.
Because it's not that there weren't experts in the Soviet Union, but they can never supersede the genius of the collective knowledge of the people. And in 2020, we said the knowledge of the people doesn't matter. We're going to hand power to the very few. Is it any surprise that a crisis ensued? By definition, it was going to ensue. Politicians said, unless we take away your freedom, there will be a crisis. They achieved the self-fulfilling prophecy. Of course they created a crisis, because it's always going to be a crisis when you take away the freedom of the people, when you intervene in their natural doings.
Mm. Yeah, John, I like to look back on history. And, you know, my old mentor used to say, if you want to know what somebody is going to do, look what they've done. And when you look back in the history of these politicians that we surrendered our liberties to, what was in their toolbox to give us any indication whatsoever that they were capable of handling something as massive as this pandemic?
There was not a thing in their toolbox, and there wasn't, because they are limited. They're human beings. Again, it's possible that Bill Martinez, you are the smartest person opining in the world right now. It's possible that you're smarter than every other one of your listeners. It's not unreasonable to speculate, but all of your listeners, their combined knowledge is so much greater than yours that it's not even close. Your
exactly.
listeners are a market. You're one. And I wouldn't trust you with my livelihood any more than you should trust me, any more than we should trust Rand Paul or Ronald Reagan. Name the person we like. Markets work because they're an expression of freedom, of people doing with their best knowledge and creating information and creating products and services by working together. When suddenly you take away the marketplace, which is humanity, you get what we got, which was economic desperation, 25% unemployment, businesses dying, and people literally losing their minds.
It was just suicide, wasn't it, John? I mean, really, the plans that we followed here, we follow the advice of the Imperial College. These were the wunderkinds that gave us, you know, all these predictions for climate change, right? What was going to happen? And they went dormant here for about 20 years when their prophecies did not come to fruition. They really needed to stay quiet. But suddenly, COVID comes out, and they're predicting 2 million people were going to die in America, right?
Yeah, they're predicting it, and by virtue of the number they predicted, we knew it wasn't going to happen. Mm-hmm. Because if the virus had been a big killer, Americans would have locked down in ways that politicians could never have dreamed of.
Exactly.
Which is the point. The more threatening something is, why do you need to take away freedom in addition to? And the fact that their predictions are always wrong, that's a given. To be fair to them, the best investors in the world will admit that they get it wrong almost as often as they get it right.
I'll tell you what, John, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up on the other side when we come back. More from John Tamney after this.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to a quarter of a million high-quality health plans. Providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
We're back with you. America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with John Tamney, the director of Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks. He's the author of the new book that you must read. I'll tell you, this will re-engage your sense of liberty and reason that we lost in the process of 2.5 years of COVID, because we literally lost our minds, ladies and gentlemen. We did. We surrendered our liberties and our minds to people that had no business being in charge in the first place. I'm talking about in charge of our own individual freedoms. The name of his book, When Politicians Panicked. John, I wanted to pick up from where we left off before. We mentioned the Imperial College. They gave, again, false prophecy, false expectation. I mean, even on the street, I'll tell you, that is anathema in Wall Street. If you do not hit a predicted quarter measurement, you'll lose your job very quickly. But somehow, in the realm of health and this sort of thing, whether you belong to the WHO or you're Dr. Fauci, you have this air factor allowance that allows you to say goofy things, and when they're not realized, somehow you still are allowed to still speak into the minds of the American people.
Yeah, no, you hit it on the head. In business, if you're wrong consistently, you're out of a job. In government, it's the path to more funding. But it's an important thing to stress. There's this view out there, and I think to some degree our side creates this perception that we think markets aren't fallible. Markets, by definition, are fallible. That's the point. See, in a market, when you get something wrong, markets are constantly correcting for errors. In Silicon Valley, just about every company, a startup out there, will fail this year. The best investors, the best traders in the world will admit that they're wrong almost as often as they're right. The difference is they have to take their losses. They have to take in information and say, we got the government. When it gets something wrong, it just doubles down and triples down, and it gets more funding. And that it speaks to the danger. Anthony Fauci has gotten the virus wasn't the first thing that he got incorrect. In the private sector, he would have been long gone.
Mm-hmm. No, you're exactly right, John, in your observation of this. I remember years ago reading about Hewlett-Packard, and what was so refreshing for me, John, was the idea that they embraced failure, that it was okay to make a mistake, because I had been groomed and raised in business in such a way that, boy, that was death. Making a mistake, having a failure, you know, you deserved public embarrassment and, banishment forever. And to read about how Hewlett-Packard embraced and welcomed, you know, failure and mistakes was refreshing for me, because I'm thinking, wow, here's this great company and look what they've been able to do. And you mentioned not Hewlett-Packard by name specifically, but you mentioned in your book about the celebration of failure.
Yeah, no, let's just use one example that Pixar, the arguably most successful movie studio in the world. What does Ed Catmull, their founder, say? He says, all of our movies suck at first. I mean, he's just honest with it. He says, we're uncomfortable if everything's going right with a movie. We know something must be going wrong. And so they, just like HP, they rush to their mistakes.
Right.
What does government do? If an economic downturn is happening, they say, we're going to fight the recession. And see, businesses recognize that the mistakes are what elevate them. By fixing them, they are improving what they're doing wrong. The government wants to subsidize the errors. And so they say, we're going to fight the pain. No, the pain is sometimes necessary. The realization of errors. And that's what it speaks to the danger of giving power to people not governed by market discipline, because they don't know when to stop. In the marketplace, you're forced to stop committing errors.
Well, look what happened under Obama-Biden, right, with the recession, the longest recession we've had in our country's history, because to your point, they thought they could fix it.
Yeah, no, the conceit is in trying to fix it. There's this myth to this day that the 1930s were a consequence of just really tough economic times. No, Presidents Hoover and Roosevelt decided to try to fight a very short recession. And in fighting it, they just expanded the role of government. They expanded the ability of government to intervene in the natural workings of the economy, and they just extended the pain. Recessions, when left alone, are the surest sign of a quick recovery on the way, because the recession is the cure. It's what's forcing businesses to fix what what they're doing wrong. When you fight it, you extend it.
This is the beauty of markets, isn't it, John? I mean, you celebrate markets because they have a, you know, I called it the law of capacity. Is the market has a certain capacity that it will rise to if left alone. I mean, President Harding, and you cite in your book what he did, and they just left it alone, right, by comparison, and look what happened.
Yeah, no, the trick is always to, when you don't intervene, the recession is quick. We never hear about the 1920 and 21 recession, and we don't because it was so brief, and it was so brief because President Harding did the opposite of intervention. And so the pain was brief, mistakes were made, they were corrected, and the boom was profound.
Yes.
It's when you try to fight the mistakes, fight the correction of the mistakes, that you really create the pain.
Once again, here we are. We find ourselves not learning from history, so we have to repeat it. And COVID gave us this grand opportunity to repeat the mistakes one more time, John. And like you, I'm praying that maybe at some point enough will be enough, but we still have that human condition to deal with that says that somehow we know better. But there's some serious takeaways that we can draw from this 2.5 years of COVID that promotes freedom, that is something worthwhile, that you can hand off to your son, and I can hand off to my children, and to to the next generation, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. We owe it to everyone to talk about this as much as possible, because if we don't get our narrative into the conversation, we will repeat history again. Lockdowns will happen again. So we owe it to everyone to make this part of the conversation and win the argument.
What did lockdowns do, John? Real quick answers on these things, because, again, remind people what lockdowns, what they intended, what they did.
They created desperation all the while limiting our ability to understand the virus.
And it just didn't work.
Of course they didn't work. It never works to take away freedom. That is the crisis, always, always, always.
And it killed the markets.
It killed the markets, too, but it killed the most important market of all. The human action is the ultimate market, and we took away freedom en masse in 2020 with predictable results.
What price, John, will we pay down the road? Because we've lost, I mean, how many businesses did we lose in 2.5 years with these lockdowns? I mean, we killed the dreamers. We killed their ambitions. I mean, what kind of long-term impact could this have on our country?
Well, it's going to be unseen. And never forget, Americans are the most entrepreneurial-driven people on earth. They've been through much worse. Entrepreneurs stare death in the face every day, and so they will overcome this. But the unseen is endless. How many people will die early because they didn't get to a doctor on time, and so something wasn't detected when it could have been? How many people around the world didn't get to escape poverty in ways they could have? How many people will die around the world because so much medical resource was directed toward fighting off the coronavirus instead of tuberculosis and things like that are still major killers globally? The unseen here is fairly endless. Trillions in spending to paper over the mistakes of the lockdowns. How many Microsofts, how many Intels, how many HPs, how many Pixars will never get funded because so many resources were taken by government on the way to just subsidy of indolence?
A minute left here, John. Really important what John is talking about in terms of the impact on poverty that it had. America locking down and the dominoes, how they went down and impacted poverty around the world. And this comes from a country that says that we're so concerned about the poor. Right, John?
Yeah. No, don't ever let some politician ever again tell you that they're about the poor people. Because you look at what happened around the world when America takes a break from reality, the whole world suffers in a big way. And New York Times acknowledged this, that there were 285 million human beings rushing towards starvation around the world amid this economic slowdown that resulted from the lockdown.
You got to check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Powerful book. When Politicians Panic, John Tamney, the director of the Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks. John, thank you for the time. Appreciate it. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Thanks for having me, Bill. Appreciate it.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court could overturn Roe today. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News weighs in on the mob gathering in Washington, D.C. this hour.
Well, I think that we have a rule of law in this country, and you don't get to just have a mob descend on a Supreme Court justice's house or try to impede the operations of government because there may be a decision you don't like. That would be considered an insurrection.
A bipartisan group of U.S. senators said on Sunday they had reached an agreement on a framework for gun safety legislation. The proposal would provide resources to states and Native American tribes to create and administer red flag measures, allowing the government to keep more weapons out of the hands of dangerous people. It would also allow those under 21 to buy guns, but with more scrutiny. Someone that buys a gun for someone else would also have penalties, and all 12 measures are being worked on. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. We've got America's Money Answers Man. Yes, he is with us. The one and only Jordan Goodman, the nationally recognized expert on personal finance. And, boy, he's the... Are you the oil guru now? I mean, you know everything all about oil.
Yes.
I mean,
well, that's what's driving personal finances these days, is what people are having to pay at the pump. Which is rapidly approaching $5 at a national level, which is the first time ever.
Yes, exactly.
Crude oil.
Yeah, California is racing to 10. They want to be number one. They want to be up to $10 a gallon.
The pumps don't even go that far. The pumps go to $9.99, so they're going to have to put a little one in front of it. So it's pretty pathetic.
Yeah. Well, I heard they were retrofitting. They were already sending guys there with screwdrivers and doing their adjustments. So they, you know, it's like Y2K all over again, gasoline style.
Yes. So this is really impacting a lot of people. People are freaking out now. It's costing them well over $100 to fill their gas tanks. And it's affecting people's travel plans to some extent. Businesses are really getting hit by it. You're seeing retailers, for example. But, you know, cost of transportation, getting the goods to the stores is a big part of what they're doing here. So it really, really is having a wide impact. Meanwhile, in the crude world, crude is now over $120 a barrel. And OPEC is not about to produce very much more to make up for the shortfall from Russia, which is 4.5 million barrels a day. So this is what's really driving the markets right now.
Why wouldn't OPEC juice it up a little bit? I mean, this could be a windfall for them, could it not?
They like these high prices. No, they're not feeling. I mean, they had a choice. They had a meeting a week ago, And they specifically decided, no, they're not going to increase production much at all. Maybe 500,000 barrels. I mean, we're losing 4 million barrels from Russia. Now, where's the real oil to fill the gap? United States. Okay. We have the oil here. We were producing almost 14 million barrels a day, and now we're now down to about 10 to 11, something like that. That's because of all the policies that discourage drilling in various ways. Environmental rules, taking public lands off of lease, canceling leases in the Gulf of Mexico and Alaska, the Keystone Pipeline. I could go through a series of things that have made it difficult and expensive and politically incorrect, I guess you might say, to drill for oil.
Exactly. Well, and the president and his administration thinks that America doesn't understand the problem. They just, you know, he just keeps telling them, he goes, well, don't blame me, blame Putin, right? And yep. We go, wait, well, what about your policies? Well, no, Putin. Putin trumps the policies.
Putin added accelerant to what was already a bad situation. I mean, taking the Russian oil off the market has clearly exacerbated the oil price. But oil prices are going up well before Russia invaded Ukraine in February. This is just added to it. It made us in a very weak position, us to some extent, but Europe much more so, because Europe is so dependent on Russian oil and gas. They're now trying to wean themselves away from it. It's not going to be easy. Prices are here that are bad. They're soaring in Europe dramatically. It's
exactly.
Really impacting their economies very, very badly. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, here it is. You've got poverty. You talk about an accelerant. What happens in America doesn't stay in America. I mean, the dominoes start falling, and it impacts these countries around the world. And they can only hope to be third world countries, not end up into, you know, even a worse situation than a third world country, right?
Not only oil, but food. We were having major food shortages in what we call the third world. Maybe it's going to become the fourth world because they're going to be literally millions of people dying of starvation and not being able to afford fuel. So this is the
outcome. And, of course, Russia's stealing all the wheat, and Russia steals all the wheat from Ukraine?
Not all of it, but I see they have been doing shipments of wheat. They do steal the wheat and try to sell it. The Russians have no morals whatsoever. They're selling their oil to China and India that seem to be happy to get a bargain. So they have no morals whatsoever about this. But we've set ourselves up to this situation, Bill, by not fully producing U.S. energy. We were energy independent. Well, we are not any longer.
Exactly.
In fact, President Biden's going to go to Saudi Arabia and probably genuflect in front of the king and say, will you please give us more oil? We should not be in that position.
Well, and how does the Saudi king talk to him when he's been bad-mouthing oil to such a degree? I mean, you know, and I want what you have, but meanwhile, I've been spending the last 2 years bad-mouthing it, saying, well, we don't want anything to do with fossil fuels, and we're all green. I mean, it's like, how do you do that? I don't know if there's enough kissing to make up for that.
There'll be a lot of kissing, but I don't think the Saudis are actually going to increase production that much. The other places that have swing production are our good friends in Venezuela and Iran.
Oh, so yeah, exactly.
We'll make up to them as well. That's where the swing production could come from. So it's a pathetic situation. Even if they turned on a dime, which they're not going to do, it would take a while to ramp up U.S. production again.
I was going to say.
It's not, you don't just turn a dime and then all these oil wells start flowing and these pipelines start being built. We had a lot of momentum. Yeah. We had energy independence at the end of the Trump era. And we've pretty much thrown that away, and now you're seeing the results of it, not only domestically, but worldwide.
Well, it could get so painful that they do this. They try to turn on a dime, but what kind of confidence are these oil companies going to have with a government that has thrown them under the bus?
Exactly. I mean, it's a combination of the government, and frankly, shareholders are saying, we don't want you to drill that much more. We want you to be returning the profits that you're earning now in the form of higher dividends and share buybacks. And that's why the oil stocks are doing so incredibly well right now, because they're listening to shareholders.
Right.
So there's that pressure, and then there's the government pressure. I mean, in the long run, whatever, 40 years from now, yes, we should be solar and wind and biomass and all these wonderful things, hydrogen. But the so-called transition is going to be a very long-term transition. And if we don't drill enough here, this is really going to hurt the economy. It already is hurting the economy. But if we have shortages of oil, this is like an oil shock this is all feeling very much like the 1970s now, Bill.
Sadly, it is reminiscent. I mean, all we need is alternate days of going in and going to the gas station, and that may be coming soon, huh?
I think so. You're already seeing gasoline stations empty. I mean, it's not only the prices have gone up, but there are shortages. We have not built a refinery in this country since 1976. Okay, so refining capacity is very tight. And as people drive more, we're now in the driving season. Airplanes are flying, boats, trucks are going. And the other thing that's a swing factor is that China is finally coming out of their COVID lockdown. That's going to be a huge new demand for energy as well. So demand is up, supply is restrained and coming down. That's why prices are going to keep going up. I think we get at $150 a barrel oil by midsummer.
Can we talk recession here? I mean,
yes, we can.
Janet Yellen was on the Hill going, oh, man, you know, I mean, here she is. One time ahead of, you know, she was a Fed chief. And all these years of economic expertise. And my goodness, I mean, it was the shit, you know, it was like, wait a minute. Is that Janet Yellen or, you know, AOC that's talking here?
Basically, she said there's nothing we can do. That's what it came down to. Which is pretty pathetic for our policymakers.
So, good luck, huh?
You're right. I mean, when you have oil prices go up this much, it takes money out of people's pockets to pay for oil that they would normally be spending on other things. And you're already seeing that. You're seeing a retail slowdown, and retail sales are coming lower than expected. And there's been earnings warnings at Walmart and Target. They've got too much inventory now. It's because people don't have the money to spend on that stuff because they're spending it on oil and food.
Exactly. Well, they don't have the gas money to get to the store. I mean, Walmart and everybody in Target, they're going to have to send out, caravans to go pick people up and bring them to the store.
Well, maybe DoorDash will have more home deliveries again. We're going to go back to the COVID era, but for a different reason. People are going to stay at home because they can't afford to go out.
Unbelievable. So are we going to be full-blown recession? Do we need another quarter to realize that we're in a recession?
I don't think we're going to have it this year. This is going to take a toll. But,
really, you don't think this year?
I don't think we're going to be in full two quarters of negative growth is what they call it.
Yeah, and meanwhile, America is dealing with a high gas prices and empty shelves, and they want their mean tweets back. They're happy to exchange that. Just saying. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance, has been with us as always. Jordan, how can they be in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com is our website. Always glad to help you folks, Bill.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps recruit depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park. And I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk. And it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language. Get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Jeff Johnston is going to be joining us. Jeff is the issues analyst at Focus on the Family, and a topic that we need to talk about. This, of course, is the month that Pride Month and LGBT issues in general are going to be promoted throughout this country. And how do you address this with the kids? I mean, maybe in some cases you're not even aware, but it's being addressed in the classrooms by teachers that do not necessarily hold the same values as you do. And teachers now, then in some cases, I was reading where one teacher said that, I think it was some, a number was like 46% of her kids were, you know, anything other than male or female. They were in some transition, or they were trans, and you go, wait, what is going on? You talk to the kids, and they say, well, that's kind of like, you know, surfs up. It's the conventional thing to go along with right now. I mean, this is, you know, this is extremely dangerous as to what is being done as a grand experiment at the expense of our kids. And Jeff Johnston is with us right now to talk about this this difficult topic, a topic that is not openly discussed, Jeff, because you're just afraid that, you know, we use the wrong pronoun or we're going to be misunderstood. And all we're trying to do is have an open forum to be able to talk about what is going on and how do we explain this to our kids in a way that's consistent with our Christian values, right?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me on the broadcast. You're absolutely right. Christians, we have a message of hope, and we have a message of truth about how God designed us to be male and female in His image, and what He created relationships for, and marriage and family. And it's a positive, joyful message. And our hope is that parents teach their children some of these basics about who God made us to be and what marriage is, and create a foundation for their children to really understand relationships and sexuality and marriage and family in a healthy way. You're right, there is so much fear about this issue. I don't understand that. I guess partly that's because I've been open about my story about leaving homosexuality for the last 30 years now.
Right.
But it really is time for Christians to be courageous, to be wise. We have to be smart about how we talk about this. But Children are encountering this, as you said, in school. They're encountering it when you go out, you know, to visit your downtown area. It'll be there all month. And I was even looking at a schedule of Pride events in Florida. It's not just in June. They have events running January to November. And so it's not if your kids encounter this issue, it's when do they encounter it? And have you prepared them for this?
Right. I mean, every TV commercial that you see includes an LGBTQ, component. And it's out there in such a way that they want to promote it as being normal, I guess, if that's the fair and the right word to use, that, you know, people shouldn't be, so concerned about it. But, Jeff, see, you bring to the discussion such a valuable aspect because you've been there, done that. And only you know, and this is all a very personal, you know, experience, and that's like whether anything that we experience in life, anything that is against God's intent, people will tell you, yeah, okay, you know, I made that mistake, and here's what I endured. And fortunately, by God's grace, I was able to come out and, you know, come on the other side of it, so to speak, that I was able to overcome, let's put it in God's terms, that we're able to overcome this and be consistent with what God intended for our lives. And nobody can speak to this topic like you or others who have gone through this process. I mean, hey, there's other things, you know, I tell you that I could talk about because where I kicked against the goads of God's intent and his purpose in my life, you know, I paid a price, you know, and that's why, you know, I tell people it's kind of like defying the law of gravity. There are things that God has placed in the design, in the infrastructure of his creation that, like the law of gravity, if we respect it and appreciate what the law of gravity brings, then we benefit from it. If we abuse it, then we're going to pay the price. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, children thrive when they know where the boundaries are, when they know God's good intentions for them, that he loves them and this is the way he created them to be. And they also thrive when they understand that sin is destructive and damaging and disfiguring, and that God can help us stay away from that. And so we want to inculcate, first of all, basic Christian values into our children, teach them the truth about male and female, and that it's a good thing to be a boy, it's a good thing to be a girl, teach them the truth about God's design for marriage, and then teach them, yes, all of them are broken. All of us are broken. We all struggle with different things, including our sexuality, but Jesus is our advocate. God has made a way for us to move towards wholeness and life and obedience, and that's a good path. And I'm with you. I know many people who have seen and experienced the destructiveness of sin, and we don't want people to go that direction. We want to point them towards a better way.
Right. Amen. And, you know, and you said this, and really, I think what we need to come down to is it is kind of a simple proposition. And what has happened is when you abandon the truth, and we see this time and again when we read the Word of God, especially in the book of Judges, you know, people start to see things according to their own eyes. When they start relying on themselves for their own truth and buy into what postmodernism has sold this big lie to this current generation, that truth is relative, then we're on a slippery slope. Because this idea that your truth is your truth, my truth, my truth, and, you know, let's get along. But no, we're fooling ourselves. You know, there is absolute truth. And when you abandon absolute truth, then you get all these crazy issues where even a Supreme Court judge can't even define what a woman is. This is how insane this culture has become. And it makes you wonder, Jeff, if we do not reapprehend the idea and the concept of truth, godly truth, what are we going to be like 20 years down the road?
Oh, you're right. I just watched Matt Walsh's documentary, What is a Woman? And I mean, that just strikes you immediately. The people he's asking that question of, what is a woman? They say, well, it's however a person defines themselves. It's your truth. It's your reality. There's no bottom line concept of truth in their thinking. And Christianity offers that. It's interesting, too, that in Romans, where Paul describes that cycle of sin, like what you talked about in Judges, a couple of things, as well as giving up truth, people stop acknowledging God, they stop worshiping him, and they stop giving thanks. And you see that, I was talking to somebody about the LGBT movement, it's like every article I read about it says, yeah, this is going on, but we need more. They always want more. And there's this spirit of ingratitude. And I think it's really important for Christian parents to help inculcate into their children a spirit of gratitude, where we're just thankful for all the good things God gives us. And that includes sexuality, marriage, relationships, children, life. Those are good things, and we want to be thankful for that. And part of the downward spiral is not being thankful.
Right. Well, and one of the things that came to light for me, Jeff, you know, several years ago, was that the LGBTQ community is limited. I mean, how do they reproduce? You know, they're really fighting an uphill battle here. Because, you know, there isn't a natural course of reproduction. So the only way that they can possibly enlarge their numbers is to do what they're doing now. And that is get into the classroom, groom the kids, confuse the kids, and teachers compliant with this. I mean, it is just unbelievable how our educational system has been hijacked. And the damage that they're doing. And guess what? Nobody's going to be held accountable for this, Jeff. At the end of the day, these kids are going to be, they're going to be damaged. And they're going to say, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you stop me from doing this? And meanwhile, you've got these kids that have been on hormone blockers. They maybe even had operations. You know, you already have the reports of an increased number of suicides happening with teens that are all, you know, gender confused. And this is further confusing it. For what? For the LGBTQ community to, you know, get some honor and glory and somehow be able to parade down the streets of America and feel like they're, you know, they're justified and they're okay and normal?
The psychological damage that we're inflicting on these children through education, through the entertainment, through social media, it's just devastating. And when you have people that don't know who they are and aren't thankful for it, they're going to be filled with self-loathing and self-hatred and shame, and they're going to have covetousness. And we want to help our kids understand this is who you are. And part of what's tied into this, too, is this sort of collectivist ideology. It says, no, those aren't your children. They're ours. They're societies. And that's a false ideology, too. Children are for families, and God created the family to be the place where we lovingly raise and nurture children, and where we don't confuse them with these kind of confusing sexual ideologies.
Exactly. And even Joe Biden recently echoed that the children belong to the schools. Boy, unbelievable how they try to erase and upend God's intent. Jeff Johnson from Focus on the Family.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give?